3月15号，我们仍然有大雪。
March 15th, and yet we still have snow.
感谢主。
And praise the Lord.
我们这个聚会的附近外面没有积雪，山上雪起码有一寸到一寸半。
There are no snow around the our building over here. However, up in the mountains, we have about a couple inches of snow.
也感谢主，在座的弟兄姊妹没有被雪吓到了，没来。
And also want to thank the Lord that the brothers and sisters who are here, that you are not scared by the snow and still showed up.
我们渴望进来到神的面前。
We long to be able to come before Him.
能够与众圣一起来朝见我们的主。
And to see Him with all the brothers and sisters.
这是我们的特权，我们要珍惜。
And that is our privilege, and we should treasure it.
今天我要继续来讲到启示录的意象。
Today I will continue to talk about the vision in the book of Revelation.
我们从上个主日开始进入第七个意象。
And from the last Sunday we talk about the seventh vision.
对，我要请大家来先念几处圣经。
Let's read a couple verses.
我们先读启示录的第19章。
Let's turn to Revelation chapter 19.
对。我们上个礼拜读过同样的圣经，但是这个礼拜我们要继续再讲，所以我们再读同样的圣经。
We read the same passage last week, but because we're continuing on the message, so we will read it again.
第十九节，十九章十九节。
Chapter 19, verse 19.
对，我们要念完到二十章的最后一节。
And we will read until the very last verse of chapter 20.
因为要节省时间，我就跟我的弟兄，我用中文念一节，我们弟兄用英文念下一节。
To save time, we'll alternate between Chinese and English.
十九章十九节，我看见那兽和地上的君王，并他们的众军都聚集，要与其白马的，并他的军兵征战。
Verse 20. And the beast was seized, and with him the false prophet who performed the signs in his presence.By which he deceived those who had received the mark of the beast and those who worship his image. These two were thrown alive into the lake of fire which burns with brimstone.
其余的被骑白马的口中出来的箭杀了，飞鸟都吃饱了他们的肉。
Then I saw an angel coming down from heaven, holding the key of the abyss and a great chain in his hand.
他捉住那龙就是古蛇，又叫魔鬼，也叫撒旦，把他捆绑一千年。
And he threw him into the abyss and shut it and sealed it over him, so that he would not deceive the nations any longer until 1,000 years were completed. After these things, he must be released for a short time.
我又看见几个宝座，也有坐在上面的，并有审判的权柄赐给他们。我又看见那些因为给耶稣做见证，并为神之道被斩者的灵魂，和那没有拜过兽与兽像，也没有在额上和手上受过他印记之人的灵魂，他们都复活了，与基督一同作王一千年。
The rest of the dead did not come to life until the 1,000 years were completed. This is the first resurrection.
在头一次复活的有份的有福了，圣洁了。第二次的死在他们身上没有权柄，他们必做神和基督的祭司，并要与基督一同作王一千年。
When the 1,000 years are completed, Satan will be released from his prison.
出来要迷惑地上四方的列国，就是哥哥马各，叫他们聚集征战，他们的人数多如海沙。
And they came upon the broad plain of the earth and surrounded with camp of the saints and the beloved city. And the fire came down from heaven and devoured them.
那迷惑他们的魔鬼被扔在硫磺的火湖里，就是兽和假先知所在的地方，他们必昼夜受痛苦，直到永永远远。
Then I saw a great white throne and him who sat upon it, from whose presence earth and heaven fled away, and no place was found for them.
我又看见死了的人， 无论大小都站在宝座前，案卷展开了，并且另有一卷展开，就是生命册。死了的人都凭着这些案卷所记载的，照他们所行的受审判。
And the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and the death and Hades gave up the dead which were in them, and they were judged, every one of them according to their deeds.
死亡和阴间也被扔在火湖里，这火湖就是第二次的死。
And if anyone's name was not found written in the book of life, he was thrown into the lake of fire.
我们再读希伯来书第九章。
We continue to read book of Hebrews, chapter 9.
希伯来书新约。
New Testament, Hebrews, chapter 9.
第九章我们要念的是二十七节。
And we'll read verse 27.
希伯来书九章二十七节
Chapter 9, verse 27.
我们一起来念，中英文一起念好吗？
Let's read it all together, English and Chinese.
按着定命，人人都有一死，死后且有审判。且有审判。最后念诗篇。
Lastly, we turn to Psalm.
诗篇第九篇。
Number 9. Psalm number 9.
诗篇第九篇第七节。
Verse 7.
九篇第七节我们也是一起念。
Together?
唯耶和华坐着为王，直到永远。他已经为审判设摆他的宝座。好，我想我们的圣经就暂时读这么多。
So that'll be it for now.
刚刚过的这个礼拜
，In the past week，
有一件轰动世界的事。
There's an event that happened that shaped the world.
因为这件事情被骗的人、被牵涉的人，好多就是世界各地都有。
Because those who are deceived by this event are all over the place. They're from different places on earth.
然后上礼拜应该是礼拜四吧，就有一个大审判在纽约曼哈顿。
And so I think on Thursday there's this great judgment in New York, Manhattan.
谁知道是什么事？
Anyone know what that event is?
这是有史以来最大的骗子。
This is the greatest deceiver.
他的名字叫什么？
And his name is
Madoff, 对不对？
Madoff.
哎呀，没有听过。
So apparently some of you don't even know this.
没有听过是因为你不够有钱。
You haven't heard of his name is because you're not wealthy enough.
因为他骗的人都是最有钱的人。
Because the ones who he deceives are the most wealthy.
啊，被他骗的，以账号来说有4800个账号。
And those who are deceived by him, just in the number of accounts, there are 4,800
individual accounts. 那么，有的是个人的，有的是一个大的资金或者一个什么大的投资。
Some of them are individual accounts, others are these collective funds or investment accounts.
到目前查得出来的是640亿美金。
So far, the number that they could put together, they could find is
$64 billion. 对，那么那这些被骗的人。是一辈子的积蓄全都摆在他那里。
So those who are deceived, they have put their entire life saving in,
希望
to, and, to, and give it to him.
照他的应许，每个月给你钱，他答应我的，你跟着我投资的话，我每年给你10%的回报。
In hopes that by doing so, he will do his part, his promise, which is to give them 10% return annually.
你要加入他的投资，一个人100万。
In order to join his investment firm, you need to at least have 1 million.
对，所以我们这些 little potato forget about it.
So people like us, we can forget about that.
对，那结果他这个这个 这个整个的骗局他承认是从90年代开始人家查他的说80年代就已经开始了。
So this entire deception, he said that it started in the 90s, but for, according to the investigators, they said that it started in the 80s.
还有一个特色 ,90% 都是犹太人。他自己也是犹太人。
And there's one interesting fact, which is 90% of those who are deceived are Jews, and he himself is a Jew.
Because
truly those who are the wealthiest, some of the wealthiest people on this earth is still Jew.
那他这个叫做 Ponzi scheme, Ponzi 是什么人呢?
So they call this the Ponzi scheme.
我不知道中文怎么翻译,这是一个人的名字。
So who is this person that's named after?
啊?这个人是叫做 Charlie Ponzi, 他是1919年从意大利移民美国。
So the name is of a person called Charlie Ponzi. He immigrated from
Italy.
He immigrated from Italy in 1919.
那个时候他是第一个发明这一招，但我相信在中国一定老早就有了。
And he is the one who's credited with inventing this scheme, but I'm sure in China this has been invented a long time ago.
就是这个简单的讲就是你答应你说我每个月给你多少钱你把钱给我。
To put it simply is that he promised that I'll give you a certain amount of money each month, so just give me your money.
他说我去投资。
And I'll invest your money.
其实他从来没有投资。
But the truth is he never invested them.
他是投自己的口袋。
He put the money into his own pocket.
然后每个月付钱就是后面来给他钱的人，他把那个钱分给别人。
And the money that he pays the first group of people comes from the second group of people, and then subsequently so on and so on, and pay the earlier people.
所以后面的人投资都是帮他付前面的人。
So people who come into his investment firm have their money used to pay the initial people.
对，所以这样就把许许多的人一辈子辛辛苦苦的积蓄就烟消云散。
And so that's how he was able to spend all of the people's money, all their entire life savings.
所以上个礼拜，在礼拜四在曼哈顿进法院的时候，人山人海。
So that's why last Thursday when this case went into court, there were thousands upon thousands of people who attended.
因为这些人要求得一个公正。
Because these people want justice.
因为本来是很舒服的可以度他的晚年，现在这些人又重新开始打工，现在这些人年纪大了，打什么工呢？啊，帮人家扫地，或者帮人家在 Safeway 推车子。
And because these people originally they think they could have an easy retirement, now they have no money and they have to again trying to find a job. And because they're old now, the only job they could find probably is to clean the floor or maybe push shopping carts in Safeway.
你可以看到很多人是带着眼泪站在那里的。
So you can see many people are standing there with tears.
而如果你注意看的话，像这种事情不是他一个，他只是全世界最大的一个，他能够骗二三十年，骗了这么多人。
And if you look upon these things closely, he is not the only one who's doing this. He is just one of the biggest who has been deceiving people for 20 and 30 years.
但是，自从这个股票、房地产这样狂跌以后
，But ever since the stock market and the housing market plummeted,
那每个礼拜，据 Internet 告诉我们，这个每个礼拜这样的案子，每个礼拜都有一个、两个，陆续的揭发。
According to the Internet, every week there are one or two similar cases being discovered. Every week.
所以你就会发现，这整个的世界是充满着陷阱的社会。
So you realize that this entire world is full of traps.
最大的骗局就是整个的世界就是一个骗局。
The greatest deception is that the whole entire world is a deception.
这些人只不过是个代表性的而已。
These people are just representatives of that.
如果我们相信这个世界可以带给我们这个那个的应许，
If we believe that this world can bring us this or that promise,
不管是你的养老金也好，
whether it's your 401k,
或者你的这个全民保险也好，
or whether your insurance,
这些人都是要得你的选票，大开空头支票。
These people are just like, they, in order to gain your trust, they will write blank checks.
但实际上，口袋里都是空空如也，没有钱，但是支票是拼命开。
And willing to promise you everything, but in fact, they just have absolutely nothing in their own pockets, only blank checks.
像我们上班的人，这过去的二三十年也是辛辛苦苦做工。
Just like those who are working, we've been working hard for the last 20 to 30 years.
但是今天你会发现，你的 401k, 你的养老金，到目前为止已经一半没有了。
You'll discover that you're in your 401k until today, probably half of it is gone.
如果你还在做梦说啊，我希望再过两年又通通又恢复像原来那个样子，多好啊
！If you're still daydreaming and think, oh, just if I could just last two more years, everything will go back to where it was.
那就是等于你相信将来有一天你的 Social Security， 当我们二十岁、三十岁的你变成像我们这种年龄，我还可以拿的话，那你也够白痴的了。
And then you'll be the same idiot who thinks that your Social Security you're still able to withdraw from it, when you become the age that you can withdraw.
因为我一拍脑袋一想。那个 Social Security 不是也是 Ponzi game 吗？一样的。
Because when I really think about it, isn't Social Security just like Ponzi game?
对不对？后面的人付前面的人嘛。
The people who comes later pay for the people who join early.
所以政府自己在那里骗老百姓。
So in reality, it's the government that's deceiving the people.
所以今天的世界，如果你真正有脑袋去想一想的话，你会发现它是整个一个骗局。
So truly, this world, if you truly think about it.It is a whole, the entire world is a deception.
这是圣经老早告诉我们的。
This is something the Bible tells us from early on.
但是这个世界，你说要去找到 justice， 要找到公义，没有的。
If you are trying to find justice in this world, there is none.
感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
刚刚我们读到一节圣经。
Like we just read.
希伯来书第九章。
In Hebrews chapter 9.
神的话讲得很清楚。
And he clearly states that.
他说什么？
What did he say?
按着定命。人人都有一死。
And inasmuch as it is appointed for man to die once.
那我们每个人有一次，一定有一次死了。
So every,
逃不掉的。
So every one of us will have this once where we die.
因为我们知道我们美国有一个俗语就是说人生有两件事情逃不掉。
So there's this saying in American culture that is that there are two things you can't get away with.
一个是死，还有呢
One is death, the other is tax.
对不对？这两个你绝对跑不掉的。
You will never outrun these two.
对，但是圣经说不，有另外有两件事情是绝对跑不掉的。
However, in the Bible says there are other two other things that you will never outrun.
一个是死亡。
One is death.
还有一个呢？审判。
And the second is judgment.
对，死后还没了啊，死后还有审判。
So once you die, that's not the end of it because there will be judgment.
对，所以我。上个主日跟这个今天我要讲的就是神的这一个审判的问题。
So starting from last week and today, this is what I'm going to talk about, which is God's judgment.
在地上我们在这短暂的岁月里头，我们吃亏了，我们被人骗了，我们都寻求 justice， 要有一个公正。
On the short time that we have on this earth, if we were shortchanged or wronged by other people, we try to seek justice.
但是这个地上没有公正。
However, on this earth, there is no justice.
有权力的人，他可以压榨你，可以逃之于在律法之外，他能够逃掉。
For those who have power and authority, they can cheat you and they could get away with it and they can be above the law.
是，这是聪明人在这个世界能够玩这个把戏。
Truly, it's those for those who think they're smart, they can play this game in this earth, in this world.
但是我们的神。他告诉我们，他设立他的宝座是因着他的公义。
But however, our God tells us that He establishes His throne is because He is just.
刚刚我们诗篇第九篇第七节这样子说。
And in Psalm that we just read, it says,
唯耶和华坐着为王，直到永远。他已经为审判设立他的宝座。
And our Lord who is just, He's established the throne for His.
这是我们的神。他向人类最大的一个启示。
And that is the greatest revelation our God has for us.
这个宇宙有它的开始，但是还有它的结束。
This universe, it has its beginning, but also has its end.
事情不是一了就白了了，一死就白了，没有那么简单的。
Things do not just end because you died. It's not that simple.
今天为什么人要在里面一直强调没有神，没有神呢？
Why is man so keen on emphasizing there is no God?
你知道为什么？圣经明明告诉我们，神的永能与神性是明明可知的，是不能够否认的。
The Bible clearly tells us that God exists and it's clear to see and it's not refutable.
但是人会说没有神。
However, man said there is no God.
为什么？
Why?
很简单。
And so, it's very simple because
因为有神就糟糕了。
Because if there is God, then that means trouble.
就好像我们在一个社会中一直要说不要警察，不要警察，为什么不要警察？
Just like we say in this society, we do not want police because
或者说不要法院。
Or we do not want the court because、
啊如果没有一个社会没有警察没有法院的话
If a society don't have police or the court system
这个社会能够维系吗
Can the society last?
能不能
Can it?
如果没有警察你开车你会守交通秩序吗
If there is no police around will you obey traffic laws?
没有警察的话我们个个都开100迈
If there is no police, I think every one of us would be driving 100 miles an hour.
对不对？没有人要停红绿灯。
No one wants to obey the traffic lights.
但是有警察。
However, there is police.
有罚款。
And there are tickets.
所以我们就乖乖的。
And therefore, we behave ourselves.
We behave ourselves. 这个很简单的道理。
And that's a very simple rule.
当一个人说没有神的话，就是等于说这个宇宙中没有警察，没有审判官。
So when people say there is no God, in other words, they're saying in this universe there is no police and there is no court system.
一切都是我要干什么就是干什么。
I can do whatever I like.
但是事实不是如此。
But that is not reality.
如果人的国尚且不能够没有警察、没有法院的话，何况这个整个的宇宙，难道它没有一个真正的公义吗？
Even in a country established by man, we still have police and court system. How come, do you truly think that in the entire universe, there cannot be a true governing body?
这本身是矛盾。
That itself is a contradiction.
对不对？你如果一个社会都需要有警察、需要有法院来维系他的公义。
So if there is, even the society needs the police and court system to have its justice system.
那整个的宇宙井然有序难道有人可以在这里破坏那有序的那个应该有的秩序吗
And then can you truly think that there is no that governing body which makes the entire universe behave?
然后盼望没有结果一了百了
And to also hope that there is no, there's no
那是自欺欺人
And once it ends, everything ends. That's not reality. That's just only deceiving yourself.
是人人都有一死
The truth is
死后且有审判
The truth is that everyone dies and after that death, there will be judgment.
这个是一个重要的事实你信也好你不信也好这个是一定存在的
This is a very important reality. Whether you believe it or not, it exists.
好那么我们上个主日呢是特别讲到在神的审判里头
So last week we talked about in his judgment
哦对这是上礼拜的我讲到说你说就有一个先知在那边问为什么如果有一个公义的神怎么还会律法放松公理不明恶人围困义人是非颠倒呢
So last week we talked about this prophet who asked why if there is God still people are being free to do what they want
但是事实人的感觉可以是这样但是事实是有公义的
However, this may be how people feel but in reality there is justice
对主耶稣自己说父不审判什么人乃将审判的事全交于子
Because the Lord Jesus himself said that
那你刚刚你他的英文翻译要看那句
And the Lord Jesus himself said that for not even the Father judges anyone but he has given all judgment to the Son.
所以创造宇宙万物的这位神告诉我们事情是有一个最后的公断了断。
So God, the creator of the universe, tells us that everything will end and in the end there will be judgment.
好那么有一句话说神的审判是要从神的家起手。
And there is this saying that his judgment will start within his house.
神先审判的不是世界上不信他的人都不但是在后面
He will begin his judgment not with those people who do not believe in him.
所以上个礼拜我讲的是基督台前的审判是为基督徒设立的。
So that's why last week I shared that the judgment seat of Christ is established for the Christians.
那今天我要讲的是下面这一个是对非基督徒的白色宝座的审判。
So the next judgment I'll talk about is today's message, which is the judgment of the white throne, which is for the non-Christians.
对，这是今天我要讲的。
So this is my topic for today.
那我要很快的把上礼拜讲的这个一些经文，你们，我希望每一个基督徒都应该把这些经文好好的在家里面自己看一看。
So quickly recap last week's Bible readings, and I hope that as Christians you all read these verses.
对。那零后五章十节就告诉我们基督台前的审判。
Second Corinthians talks about the judgment before the seat of Christ.
对，下一章。
Next one.
那么这个今天我们要讲的是这一节。
And this is what we read today.
刚刚我们念了启示录二十章十一节，我又看见一个白色的大宝座坐在上面的，从他面前天地的逃避再无可见之处。
Look at Revelation chapter 20 verse 11, and I saw a great white throne and him who sat upon it.
好，下一张。那么这个基督徒的审判是发生在第七号飞响的时候。
And the judgment of the Christian happened on the seventh sound of the trumpet.
好，我们放那个 Excel 那个 file。
So let's look at the Excel file.
那我就把那个我上礼拜说到在启示录里面告诉我们坐宝座的神手里有一个小卷。
So in Revelation, it tells us the guy who sits upon the throne has this scroll in his hand.
这个小卷就交给了耶稣基督，神的羔羊。
And he gave that to the Lamb of God, which is Lord Jesus Christ.
然后整个的启示录就是把这个七个印，一个印一个印打开来，告诉我们神做事他的次序。
And the whole entire book of Revelation is all about how he opened the seal one by one and how God works.
对，那个小卷里头是用七个里程碑来告诉我们它的次序。
And in that scroll, there are seven milestones that tells us the events.
不是 seven milestones, three 三种不同的 milestone.
Oh, there are three kinds of milestones.
第一个叫做七印。
And the first, the seventh seal.
这因为他说这整个的书卷是七个印。
Because he said the entire book consists of seven seals.
啊，那么他就一个印一个印这样子开。
And so he opened it one by one.
然后开到第七印的时候。
And upon the seventh seal.
他就看到第二个里程碑叫做七号。
And he saw the second milestone, which is the seven trumpets.
因为这个七号呢，是包括在这个第七印的里面。
Because these seven trumpets are within the seventh seal.
对，然后他。就吹第一号第二号一直吹过来。
And so this, the trumpet sounds first, second, third, and all the way.
等到最后一号到七第七号的时候。
Until the seventh trumpet.
他又看见七个碗。
And then he saw the seven bowls.
一二三四五六七个碗。
And you see one, two, three, four, five, six, seven.
这是我以这个灰色的颜色做代表。
And that's indicated by the gray, blocks.
对。然后他继续在这个第七号里面除了这个七个碗之外。往后走。
And then after the seven bowls, still within the seventh trumpet,
对，他就看见开始了千年的国度。我们刚刚读的圣经有一千年，一千年，这个叫千年国度。
And then you see the millennium.
然后我们刚刚读的圣经里面也看到，在千年国度之后有这个白色宝座的出现。
And then after that, there will be judgment from the white throne.
然后我们到第八个意象的时候，我们会再讲到这个新耶路撒冷，那是最后了。
And then until the eighth vision, we'll talk about the New Jerusalem, but that's last.
所以这是这个金黄色的这个线所代表的，就是这个小卷从第一个印一直到第七个印，就把整个神的计划讲出来。
So from the first seal to the seventh seal, it revealed the entire plan of God.
对，那我们上次呢就讲到这一个基督徒的审判。基督台前的审判是发生在第七号的时候。
So last time we talked about the judgment for Christians happened at the seventh trumpet.
对，当第七号最后的一号吹的时候，死人要复活，死人要复活。
So when the seventh trumpet sounds, the dead will be resurrected.
那么我们现在活着的人要改变。
And those who are still living will change.
然后呢
？And then
我们与那些复活的基督徒。一同就要怎么样？被提到哪里？
And,
到云上。
And then together with those who are resurrected, together will be raptured and then taken into the heaven, into the cloud.
对，那里我们与基督 相见。
And there will meet Jesus face to face.
那么那里就有基督审判的台。
And there will be his throne of judgment.
那么在天上基督徒受审判的时候。
And so in the heavens, while the Christians were being judged,
地上就发生七个碗。
And on the earth, the seven bowls will happen.
这七个碗呢，被称作第三个灾难，第三样灾祸。
So these seven bowls will be called the third woe.
对，那就是这个受的国，敌基督的国，就要受到神的摧毁。
And so the kingdom of the beast, or other, in other words, the kingdom of the Antichrist will be destroyed by God.
对，所以这一段时间从第五个号一直到第七号的，在第一样灾祸、第二样灾祸、第三样灾祸，这个被称为在圣经里面称为大灾难。
So starting from the fifth trumpet all the way to the seventh trumpet will be the three bowls, and together they're called the Great Tribulation.
这是我们在启示录里面看得很清楚。
This is clearly spelled out in the book of Revelation.
那么，所以你能够看得出来，基督徒到底经不经过大灾难
？So you can see, do Christians go through the Great Tribulation?
当你问这个问题的时候，你怎么回答
？When you ask this question, how do you answer? How do you answer it?
经不经过
？Do we experience this?
It depends.
So it depends.
看你，因为在第六号的时候，在第六号，对不起，不是第六号，第六个印打开的时候。
So because in on the upon the opening of the sixth seal.
对，这个第六个号的时候，就是在启示录第七章。
So that's in the chapter seven of Revelation.
对。你会发现那里有一批的基督徒出现在神的宝座前，在宝座。
Because you'll discover that there's a group of Christians that will appear before the throne of God.
所以那里有一批的基督徒先被提了。
So at that time there will be a group that's already raptured.
他们不是到云上，乃是到宝座。
They're not really, taken into clouds, but rather taken to before the throne.
那么但是有一大批没有在第一次被提有份的呢，他们在第二次的被提里面有份，就是在第十一章这里讲到被提到云上与主相遇的。
However, the majority of the Christian will be raptured in what chapter 11 talked about.
对，那么所以基督徒有的没有经过大灾难，有一部分要经过大灾难中的前两个。第三个不会。
So for Christians, some of them will not experience great tribulation, while others, majority of them, will experience the first and second woe, and then they will be raptured.
我这样的讲法，有的基督徒同意，有的基督徒是不同意的。
So some Christians will agree with what I just said, and some will not.
对，这个没有关系。
So that's not important.
重点是都得被提。
The key point is that everyone will be raptured.
对，被提的都要经过审判，这是重点。其他你说有一次有两次有五次我都不管。
And most importantly, those who are raptured, there will be judgment, and that's the key. I don't care if you say you agree that's one or two or five raptures, but that's the key.
重点是我们都要被提。
The key is that we will all be raptured.
Okay? 神要先审判他的家。
God will first judge his own household.
这个一定每一个基督徒要放在你的脑海里。有考试的，不是没有考试的。
This every Christian you should sear this into your brain. There will be a test.
对。那么，如果学生知道有考试，他的潇洒的日子不是天天都可以过的。
So if a student know that there will be tests, they will no longer slack off every day.
对不对？如果学生知道有考试，他要好好读书的。
Because if students know that there will be tests, they will study hard.
同样。今天的基督徒日子过得太潇洒了。
The same way, today's Christian, we have such easy life.
为什么基督徒过得太潇洒呢
？Why is that?
因为我们认为没有审判。
Because we thought there is no judgment.
所以我在地上，我高兴怎么过日子我就怎么过。
So today,
反正都是上天堂，反正都是坐宝座。哎呀。大家一起吃大锅饭。
So today we can live this easy life because we feel that, oh, no matter what we do, we will be raptured and we will enjoy eternal life.
这是魔鬼的道。
This is the way of the of Satan.
魔鬼的道不是way，他的doctrine。
That this is the doctrine of Satan.
对，这是让基督徒自我欺骗的一个现实，就像世界的人说没有神是同样的原则。
This is a great deception for Christians, just like the people of this world that said there is no God.
有审判这件事情是很
There is judgment.
是很重要的一件事情。
And that's the most important thing.
那么，所以我上礼拜讲的，希望每一个基督徒，你如果没有听，你上网再好好听一听。
So I hope that what I talked about last week, if, as Christians, if you didn't get a chance to listen to it, go online to listen to it.
对，那今天呢，我就要到了第二个审判，就是讲到这一个白色宝座的审判这个部分。
So today I will talk about the second judgment, which is the judgment of the white throne.
那么在这个基督徒受审判在天在云上受审判的时候
，So when the Christians were being judged in the clouds，
你会发现神的儿子耶稣基督他就对付，先是对付他的仇敌。
You'll discover that the Son of God, Lord Jesus Christ, will first deal with his enemy。
我们到回到 PowerPoint， 我想要看第八个还是第九个 slide。
Let's return to our PowerPoint slide。
刚刚的 PowerPoint，
PowerPoint we just saw。
哎，好，这个我要往后走，走，这都是到好到这里。好，那你会因为刚刚我们读的时候，你如果注意这一个
So if you pay attention to what we just read，
就是刚刚我们读的二十章
，In Chapter 20，
启示录。
Book of Revelation.
他在审判神的家的时候
And when he's judging his house,
我上礼拜讲到主耶稣自己说的，他说我要跟你们算账。
Last week I shared with you that our Lord Jesus himself said, I will have a judgment.
No, settle the account.
I will settle the account with you.
虽然你上礼拜没听。Settle the account， 怎么样 ？Settle the account， 给你一千，你要拿回两千；给你两千，你要拿回四千；给你五千，你要拿回一万。
What does that mean? That means that if he gives you a thousand, he will ask for 2,000 in return. If he gives you two, he's asking for 4,000.
No. 英文不是这样，一千两千，英文是一个 talent，
a talent，
两个 talent， 五个 talent。
So if he gives you one talent, he's expecting two in return. If he gives you two talent, he's expecting four in return.And if he gives you five, he's going to expect ten.
那个是神要跟我们每一个基督徒算账的时候所要的。
And this is what he asks of us when he settles his account with us.
然后他也要像保罗告诉我们，他要检查我们所有的工作。
And also, just as Paul tells us, that he will examine all our works.
有火要发现。
And there will be
fire.
There will be fire.
要试验所有人做的工。
And it will test.
那你会发现我们做的工，有的人是用金银宝石做工，有的人是用草木和谐做工。
And fire will be used to test all the works that we have done. You'll discover that some people may build their work out of silver and gold, while others make out of
straw.
Or straws.
Yeah. 所以经不起火的，那就是烧得光光。
And so if their work cannot sustain the fire, then it will be all completely consumed. So every Christian, you must ask yourself, ever since you were saved, what have you been, what have you done for the Lord, and what was it built with?
Quality 很重要。
So quality is very important.
那么然后你就会发现今天我们读的这一段。
And then you'll discover what we read today.
他就说到赏赐。
And then that is the,
reward.
The reward.
那他在这边我们刚刚读的时候，你如果注意的话，他对那些为主寻道的人。
And then if you just read, it talked about the rewards for the martyr.
对不对？我们刚刚看的时候，他说这个第四节的下半节。
In the second part of verse 4, says,
我又看见那些因给耶稣做见证，并为神之道被斩者的灵魂。
And then, and I saw the souls of those who have been beheaded because of their testimony of Jesus.
他们要受奖赏。
And they will be rewarded.
最近礼拜二的晚上我们有一门开了一门课。
Recently we had this class that's been held every Tuesday.
是我们西征弟兄教的。
It's taught by a brother Sik Wong.
西培弟兄，对不起。
A brother Sik Wong.
很好，你们还没有睡着。
It's good that you caught.
这个回首百年寻道雪。
Is to look on, what's the English title is the
martyr of the Box Rebel.
Martyr of the Boxer Rebellion.
那这是发生在1900年在中国。
So this happened in the 1900s in China.
那么我们弟兄花了好多的好多的时间精力去把那些被杀的这些宣教士他们的名字国家出生年月日在中国的什么地方被杀全部整理出来。
So our brother spent tremendous amount of time to gather and research everything he can regarding all these, all those who were martyred during this incident.
对，那他就中间有一个很小的部分，他借我先看，叫做，不要，没关系，没关系，他叫做寻道宣教士的遗言跟他的遗书。
It's a very small section. It's called the last words and letters from martyred missionaries of the 1900 Boxer incident.
就是他们要马上就要被杀了。
And so they're about to be martyred.
在这个之前，那么他们给朋友也好，亲戚也好写的信。
And before that, they wrote letters were to their friends or family.
我读了非常感动。
And I was deeply moved after I read that.
在平常的书上找不到这些东西。
You cannot find them in books that you read usually.
那我挑几个做例子。
So I'll pick several of them as example.
你们大家应该有的是一个大表，有没有一个很大的大表？他做的两年前就做出来，贴在我们教会的这个布道栏上。
So what you have is this great list of names that he gave us. He posted that's been posted out 2 years ago on the bulletin board.
今天还在。
And today it's still out there.
那么这个大表里面第116号有一个叫做燕牧师。
And then on, in this list, number on 116, there's this,
this father, 这个人的名字
father called Ananias Sidney.
对
Reverend Ananias Sidney.
对，他就写了这段话。
And here's what he said.
他写这个话是在正在这个逃亡的路上。
And he wrote it as on his way to escape.
虽然我的生命很短
，so I don't. Well, let's just get different. Although my life will have been short,
但我并没有后悔来到中国。
I do not regret I came to China.
因为我已经满足主给我的计划。
Because I have fulfilled the Master's will.
愿主的旨意成就。
May the Lord's will be done.
现在只有主能救我们。
And now only the Lord alone can save us.
但是如果他要让我们以死来荣耀他的话
If he wants us to glorify him by death,
请记得我们是在主人的面前带着寻道者的冠冕
Think of us as wearing the martyr's crown in the master's presence.
我们将会见到主耶稣
We shall see Jesus.
与他同行
and walk with him.
终于要带我们全部回家。
The Lord will bring us all the way home.
这是这位英国的宣教士，他在山西寻道。
So this is from the a reverend from England, and he was martyred in Shanxi province.
然后在那个表格上的155号。
And then another one on the number 155 on the list.
有一个姐妹叫做胡秀英。
There's a sister called.Emma Hu.
Emma Hum.
Hum.
对，她是一个，也是一个英国的宣教士。
She's also from England.
她讲了下面这段话。
And she said,
我知道经过这场灾难之后，中国就不一样了。
We know that after this time of trial, China will be very different.
教会的根基实在是用宣教的血铺成的。
Truly, the foundation of the church has been laid by blood.
如今我们不晓得有多少宣教士在本地和本地的信徒要殉难。
We know not at present how many lives have been laid down.
也不知道各地 地方官员和省长如何回答这个问题。
Either foreigners or natives, and what these rulers and governors will have to answer for.
唯一的答案，神是统管万有。
One can only say God rules over all.
他容让这一切发生，必定有他独有的智慧和目的。
And he must have some wise purpose in allowing all this to come to pass.
这是他写的信给他的弟兄姐妹。
And this is what she wrote to her brothers and sisters.
然后有一个母叫童诗母，在这个表格上的164号。
And then number 164,
叫 K, K,
Mrs. K,
Caroline,
Caroline K,
K,
Mrs. Caroline K.
我们称她为童诗母。他写一封信给他的儿女。
And so she wrote a letter to her children.
那么他说，
And she said,
我现在写信给你们可能是末了的话。
I'm writing this as it may be my last to you.
没有人知道我们。
Who knows but we, but no one knows us.
但是我很快就要与主耶稣在一起了。
However, I will be with Jesus soon.
只想借着这个小小的便条传达我对你们的挚爱。
And I just want to use this small writing to express my love for you.
希望你接到我这个被杀的消息的时候不至于过分悲哀。
And hope that you will be not over feel too sad when you know we have been killed.
我们把你们全交在神的手中。
We have committed you all into God's hands.
他必为你们开路。
He will make a way for you all.
你们要做好孩子。
Try and be good children.
爱神。
Love God.
将你们的心归给耶稣。
Give your hearts to Jesus.
这就是深爱你们的双亲最后的请求。
This is your dear parents' last request.
还有一个。
And then one more.
这是一家人。
This is whole entire family.
这是白守贞师母写的。
This is...Mr. from Mr. William Pete's entire family.
对，这个是夫妻两个跟两个女儿，七岁跟三岁一起被杀。
So his husband and his wife, and also they have two small daughters. One is seven, the other is 3 years old. And together, they're all killed.
对，然后写这封信是给他的父母。
And so he wrote this letter to his parents.
清兵正在穷追我们。我们只有片刻的时间与你们说再会。
The soldiers are just on us, and I have only time to say goodbye to you.
不久，我们便与基督同在一起了。
We shall soon be with Christ.
那真是好的无比。
Which is very far better for us.
我们现在为你们留下的人和我们挚爱的众信徒，难过。
We can only now be sorry for you who are left behind and our dearest native Christians.
再会吧，最长也不过只等到他来。
Goodbye, at longest it is only till he come.
我们得与主同受苦难为喜乐。
We rejoice that we are made partakers of the sufferings of Christ.
当他荣耀显现的时候，我们要乐上加乐。
That when his glory shall be revealed, we may rejoice also with exceeding joy.
这里面我郑重推荐我们当他这个书出来的时候，我们都应该看。
So I wholeheartedly recommend that we all read the book when it comes out.
这些见证人，年龄有年长的，有年轻的。
These witnesses, they have a great range of age. They are young and there are those who are old.
我念的第一个人，他不过是27岁。
The first person I read, she's only 27.
他们只有一个心智。
And they have only this one will.
到一个穷乡僻壤。完全语言不通习生活习惯不一样的人群当中
to come to this poor a very desolate place among people who they do not know the language of
这群人没有在地上寻找为自己寻找财富为自己寻找一个甜美的 家
these people they did not seek wealth or a great home for themselves
他们为什么要跑到这样的一个地方去传耶稣给人呢?
And what drove them to come to these places to spread the word and share Jesus with the natives?
从世人来看，这群是神经病。
From the viewpoints of the people of this world, these people are foolish.
但是事实，这些人是世界上最聪明的人。
But in reality, these are the wisest people.
因为他们知道顺服神的旨意是最上算的。
Because they know to obey God's will, that is the best way.
他们把他们的一生个人 全家都奉献在神的手
中。They offered their entire life, their individually, and as well as their entire family for the works of God.
那神是公义的。
And God is righteous.
神就说。
And he's just, and he said,
这些为神的道与耶稣基督的见证被斩者的灵魂，我要这样的赏赐他们。
And he said that I will reward those who were martyred for the beheaded for Jesus for his words.
他们要与我同坐宝座。
And they will sit with me together on the throne.
他们要与我掌权一千年。
And they will rule with me for 1,000 years.
这是耶稣对这些对他忠心的人的应许和奖赏。
And this is the reward Jesus gave to those who are who die for him.
那你说这些大概跟我们都没有关系，我们都没份，因为我们还活得好好，没有人被斩了。
And you may say that this probably has nothing to do with us because we're all living just fine and nobody was dead.
1900年的事情了。
And also you may say that these people were killed back in the 1900s.
等一等，这个话还没完。
However, just wait because this is not the end.
后面说什么？哎，不，就还是这张。
And then afterward he said.
刚刚我们念的是这第一个部分。
We just read the first part of that verse.
这个部分。现在我要让大家注意的是第二个部分。
And now pay attention to the second part.
那没有拜过兽与兽像，也没有在额上和手上受过他印记人的灵魂。
And those who had not worshipped the beast or his image, and had not received the mark upon their forehead, upon their hands.
我要这样说。
So let me tell you this way.
我们可能没有像那些宣教士在中国寻道的那种经验。
So we may not have the same experience as those who were martyred in China.
但是这第二个部分呢？
But however, the second part.
什么时候要发生呢？
When will this happen?
Huh?
When will this happen?
回到刚刚的PowerPoint.
If you look at the Excel sheet,
什么时候会有这些事情啊？叫做
拜兽
的像与手上或者额上受兽的印记，这件事情要发生在什么时候
？When will this happen? The worshipping of the beast image or having his mark on your head?
谁是那个兽啊
？Who's that beast?
圣经我们以前讲的时候讲的那个七头狮角兽，第十三章。
In chapter 13, talk about the beast with seven heads.
乃是告诉我们在主回来之前，地上要出现一个超人呢。
And then the Bible tells us before the Lord's return on this earth, there will be exist this superhuman being.
对，他是被撒旦的灵所充满的一个人。
He is being filled with the spirit of Satan.
他能够带给这个世界有和平。
He will be able to bring peace.
他能够带给世界。在金融风暴以后有繁荣。
He will bring a revival to the economy after the economic tsunami.
世界的人要崇拜他。
And people of this world will worship him.
他可能得到诺贝尔和平奖。
He may receive the Nobel Peace Prize.
对。到那一天。
And when that day comes.
当全世界的人都崇拜他的时候。
When the entire world worships him.
有另外一个人叫做假先知要给他做一个像。
There will be another person called a false prophet who will make an image for him.
然后毛先生的历史要重演了，要早请示，要晚汇报。
And then what happened was Chairman Mao in China will repeat is that everybody will report to him.
要拜他。
And they will worship him.
如果你不拜他的，都要被杀。
And if you do not worship him, you will be killed.
他要控制这个世界的金融。
And he will control the economy of this world.
那你要做买卖的话，你必须手上有这个印记。或者额上有这个印记。
If you do want to do business, any kind of business, you must have his mark either on your hand or on your forehead.
那今天的语言就是说，他要把他的 chip 放在种在我们的皮肤底下。
And using today's terms, he will want his chip to be implanted under our skin.
这个 chip 里面有他的名字。
And this chip will contain his name.
你所有的 file 都在他这个 chip 的里头。
And all your files will be contained within that chip.
你才能够做买卖。
And only then can you do business.
那如果你不这样做
，and if you do not do this,
你有杀身之祸
，and you may be in danger of being killed.
所以这件事情是在但以理书在启示录老早先告诉我们了。
So this event has been revealed to us in Book of Daniel as well as Revelation.
那也就是说，这些事情要发生在这一段时间里头。
In other words, these things will happen within the Great Tribulation.
对，当在这一段时间里头，这个事情就要在地上成为一个事实。
And during that time, the Great Tribulation will become a reality.
那也就是说，我们这一代的人有一天要经过这一段时间。
In other words, people who are here today, we will experience some of this.
那如果我们在主的面前要持守耶稣基督神的道与他的见证，
if we hold fast to his ways and his testimony,
你拒绝拜他的这个像，
and you refuse to worship their idol,
你拒绝那个 seal,
and you refuse that seal,
那你就准备怎么样？
And then you'll be ready.
寻道
to be martyred.
所以这件事情是在不久的将来要发生的。
So this is in the near future.
所以我们基督徒要经过考验，有火的考验要临到我们。
So as Christian, we will go through these tests. There will be tests of fire.
我刚刚念过的是那些在走在我们前面的基督徒，他们得胜，他们得到他们的冠冕。
What I just read are those Christians who are before us. They have victory and they receive their crown.
我现在所念的是我们这一代的基督徒，我们未来的挑战是什么
？So what I just read is that what we as Christians today will soon experience and face.
然后神就要审判那个两个兽，就是敌基督与假先知。
And then God will have judgment upon the two, which is the beast and then the antichrist.
那是在刚刚我们念的十九章的里头。
And that's in chapter 19 we just read.
就是主耶稣他要亲自来把这个威风被世人敬拜像上帝一样的这个假基督与那个与他一搭一档的那个假先知两个兽抓在一起丢到硫磺火湖里。
And as our Lord Jesus Himself will come and throw the Antichrist who's been worshipped like a god by the people of this world, as well as his false prophet, into the lake of fire.
圣经告诉我们。
And then the Bible tells us.
这两个人会威风不可一世。
And that they will be worshipped by the entire world.
所向无敌。
And they have no enemies.
整个世界都在他们的手里。
And they control the entire world within their hands.
但是圣经说，他们威风的日子总共。
However, the Bible tells us that their days are numbered because they will rule for 7 years.
他们有一个结局。
And they will have an ending.
感谢神，这叫做神的审判。
Thanks the Lord, because that is called the judgment of God.
虽然他杀害了许许多多的圣徒，喝了许许多多的血。
Even though they killed many saints and drank many blood.
但是神要审判这两个。
However, God will have his judgment on these two.
然后，当然我们一直在问的问题就是神怎么不审判撒旦
And then our question continues to be why is God not judging Satan?
那你会发现这二十章就是这个答案
And you'll discover that chapter 20 answers that question.
神审判撒旦有两个阶段
God's judgment for Satan has two phases.
一个是在千年国度前一个是在千年国度后这两个阶段
One is before the thousand year millennium.The other one is after that.
就是当神抓住那一个两个兽的时候神的天使也要抓住那一只龙那一个撒旦。
So that is when God is holding, throwing the two Antichrist and false prophet into the lake of fire, at the same time the angel from God will also be capturing the dragon, which is the Satan.
对他的审判有两判。
There are two judgments for him.
你知道 Madoff 他如果被判他要六月 被宣判他人家预计大概125年
So for the judgment for the Madoff who we talked about in the beginning people speculate that he may be sentenced to 125 years
那撒旦的宣判有期徒刑1000年
So Satan's judgment is his initial judgment is for a thousand years.
这是我们刚刚念二十章头一节到第三节。
And this is what we just read about in chapter 20, verse 1 to 3.
有人说怎么他这么便宜，这一千年就结束了
？Some may say, why does he get out so easily? It's only 1000 years.
没有，因为他还有他的最后的功用。
But that's not the final judgment because he will receive it in the end.
No. He has a final residual value.
He has a final residual value.
他的 residual value 是什么呢
And that is,
就是当千年国度结束的时候
and after the millennium,
神还要把这一个判了一千年有期徒刑的撒旦再放出来
He will temporarily release Satan after that thousand years.
为什么
Why?
因为千年国度完的时候地上还有千千万万的人不信耶稣不要耶稣做主
Because after the millennium,there will still be tens of thousands of people who still do not believe in Jesus.
所以信耶稣这件事情不是因为你看见耶稣或者没有看见耶稣来决定你要不要信耶稣，这个 irrelevant.
So the matter of believing Jesus doesn't really depend on whether you can see him or not.
耶稣第一次来的时候，有人信他，有人不信他。
So the very first time that Jesus came, there were some of them believed, some people didn't.
耶稣第二次荣耀再来的时候他建立地上一千年国度的时候还是有人要他有人不要他
And the second time he comes in glory when he establishes his kingdom still there will be 4,000 years still there will be people who
神怎么样来解决那个不要他的人呢
So how does God deal with these people that do not believe in him
就是撒旦的功用
And that is where Satan comes in
刚刚我们念的这第二十章的第七第八节
In verse 7 and 8Of chapter 20, we just read.
撒旦被放出来以后，他还要把地上这些不要耶稣做王的人，通通拢在一起，到一个地方叫做哥哥马哥。
And then when he was released, he will collect all these non-believers into a place called Gog and Magog.
然后那个叫做世界末日之战。
And that will be the battle of the end of days.
The end of the world.
The end of the world.
对，我们常常在英语的世界我们讲世界末日之战我们的印象第一个反应是什么
So in English and I guess whenever we talk about the end of the world our first vision that comes into our head is
What's the first vision?
The first reaction
So
the first reaction
是什么
that we have is
Armageddon 亚马基多顿之战
Then they think about the Armageddon
那是错误的
That's
亚马基多顿之战不是世界末日之战
Armageddon is not the, end, the battle of the end of the world.
那一个之战才引进了基督的国，那是千年国度。
That battle only leads into the kingdom of God into beginning
kingdom
of Christ of Jesus
of Christ
kingdom of Christ.
啊，那么这一个还有一千年在地上的历史，的要发生的事实。
And then after that, there will be 1,000 years.
世界并没有结束。
The world did not end then.
那世界什么时候结束呢
When will the world end?
就是这个哥哥马哥之战
That is the, after the battle of Gog and Magog.
对那是审判了借着撒旦的手审判了那个时候在千年国结束的时候不信主的人
And so that's the judgment for the people who still do not believe after the 1,000 years.
好那么现在我们这个撒旦收拾完以后神再来审判所有 在地球上从亚当到那个时候所有出现过的人类
And then after Satan has done what he set out to do God will then judge every single individual from the very beginning from starting from Adam all the way down
所以那天你还可以看到毛泽东
So from that day you'll still be able to see Chairman Mao
你还可以看到希特勒
And you'll still be able to see Hitler
你还可以看到史大林
You may be able to still see Stalin
哦，所有在这个历史中出现过的大人物也好或者名不经传的小人物也好通通要出现在这一个大白色宝座前面
On that day every single individual who ever exists in the history of this world from no matter how famous they are or how insignificant they are they will all appear before the white throne
这是了不起的一天
This is truly an amazing day
这一天要 settle 全人类的历史所有不公义的事情通通要Once for all settled.
And on that day, everything will be judged and settled. All the injustice will be settled in this world.
这个叫做白色宝座的审判。
And that is called the judgment of the white throne.
这是我们刚刚念在启示录从第二十章的十一节一直讲到十五节的。
And this has been talked about in the Revelation chapter 20 from 11 to 15.
你会发现不管对基督徒的审判也好不管对非基督徒的审判也好
And you'll discover that whether it's judgment for Christians or non-Christians
都有一个相同的词汇
There's the same word that's being used
什么词汇呢
And that is
按照他们所行的 报应他们。
And according to their own deeds, the rewards were given.
所以神审判人是根据于我们到底在这个地球上出现的时候，我们的生活行为来，我们一切的言行。
So God's judge, He judges us according to all everything that we've done and we've said while on this earth.
对，那你说以前我们不知道这个这个 computer chip 的技术，以前我们很难想象，每一个人一生的故事要通通写下来，那要写得多厚啊？
Before the invention of the computer, it may be hard for us to comprehend just exactly how much paper or how thick the book will be to require in order to record your whole life.
每一个人都有一大笔的账要写，然后地球上有亿万的人，每一个人都有这么多，那堆起来那没地方放。
So everyone will have such a thick book, and there's billions of people on this earth. So there's going to be running out room just stacking these thick books.
但现在有了 digital 这种技术，我们会发现所有的这些一大堆，所以现在资讯时代，在几个什么 hard disk 上通通储好了。
However, in this digital age, all these data can be contained within just a few hard disks.
一点点就可以储存很多很多很多。
And just a few tiny space can store a lot of information.
而且我们一生的故事都储存在我们这个人身上，神已经老早放好一个 chip 在我们里面，我们不知道在哪里。
And then our whole entire life story, God has already written in us in some sort of chip store somewhere within our body.
将来我们一生的故事都会在这个 chip 里面全部 rerun。
And our entire life story will rerun in this trip.
对
from this trip.
那么他要怎么审判
？And so how will he judge?
那他有保罗告诉我们他怎么审判。
And Paul tells us.
这个你就要打开罗马书的第二章。
Then for that you need to turn to book Roman.
对，在罗马书第二章里头有这么一段记录是非常重要的。
In chapter 2, there's this important part says.
他说没有律法的犯了律罪的必不按律法灭亡，凡在律法以下犯了罪的必按律法受审判。十二节，二章十二节。
For all who have sinned without the law will also perish without the law, and all who have sinned under the law will be judged by the law.
所以在这里保罗告诉我们，神审判的时候把人分成两类。
So here Paul tells us that in his judgment he will divide man into two groups.
一类有神的律法，一类没有神的律法。
One group is for those who have the law of God and the other without.
那么谁是有神的律法呢？犹太人。
Who are under the law of God and that's the Jews.
对不对？神把律法赐给犹太人。
Because he gave the laws to them.
所以这个 Madoff 的事情啊，很多人听说他要被审，很高兴，但是还是不很服气。为什么呢？他所有一生的努力都没有了，难道就是他坐在监牢里面120年，他就能够服吗？不会服的。
So for the judgment for Madoff, a lot of people are happy that he got the sentence, but they're still not satisfied because they felt like they lost their entire life saving, and all he had to do is just spend 125 years in prison.
况且他已经活了70多年。剩下来也没几年了。
Besides, he's alive for 70 some years, so he probably doesn't have that many years left.
所以人的心里面不服气。
So people do not feel justice been done.
但是这个地方神说，我要按犹太人啊，你要按照神我的律法来审判你。
But here he says, Jews, I will judge you according to the laws.
这是第一个犯罪。
And this is the first group.
第二个范畴就是非犹太人。
And the second is the non-Jew.
那你从十四节念起。
And from verse 14 says,
凡没有律法的人的外邦人，若是顺着本性行律法上的事，他们虽然没有律法，自己就是自己的律法。
For when Gentiles who do not have the law do instinctively the things of the law, these not having the law are a law to themselves.
这是显出律法的功用刻在他们心里。他们是非之心同作见证，并且他们的思念互相较量，或以为是，或以为非。
In that they show the work of the law written in their hearts, their conscience bearing witness, and their thoughts alternately accusing or else defending them.
所以这个叫做人的良心。
So this is the conscience that everyone has.
中国土话，我不知道英文有没有这句话说，说人之将死，其言也善。
So, there's a saying in China that when man's come to his death, he will become much kinder.
No, 不是 kinder. 其言也善，他要讲几句话真话。
Yeah, his words, what he says, becomes
good word.
He'll speak kind words, speak kind good words to.
他要 speak the truth.
He speak.
为什么呢？因为在那个回光返照的时候，他的良心会发现。
He'll speak the truth and kind words because at that very moment about his close to his death, he will his conscience will be discovered.
人跟禽兽的差别就在这一点上。
So this is the difference between man and animal.
不管是先进文化没有文化的人，他都有一个东西叫做良心。
Whether you are civilized or not, there is this thing that exists called conscience.
人的良知的里头知道什么是真正的对，什么是真正的错，他心里面知道的。
And in that, man knows what's absolutely true and what's not right.
所以，虽然你不是犹太人，你没有神的律法。
And so therefore, even though you are not a Jew and you do not have their law,
但是神已经把他的良知放在每一个人的里头。
However, God has already placed His conscience into every one of us.
所以神到白色宝座审判的时候，他审判外邦人的时候，就按着每一个人良心来审判。
So that's why when he's sitting on the white throne to judge Gentiles, he is judging them according to their conscience.
这就是这两节圣经所讲。
This is what these two verses are talking about.
时间缘故，我不去讲细节，怎么个审判，到时候看，我们上去看。
Due to time issues, I will not elaborate. So we'll just see it when it happens.
总而言之，那一天会非常的公正。
So, in other words, on that day, justice will be done.
好，这是罗马书第二章告诉我们神怎么样在最后白色宝座的时候，他到底怎么样来审判世界上的人。
And this is what the chapter 2 tells us, that how God will hand out his judgment on the white throne.
但是你不要忘记，在约翰福音，我们传福音的时候，我们常常讲约翰福音三章十六节。
But do not forget, in John chapter 3, verse 16, it says,
在那里十六节，我们大家应该会背：神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
I think verse 16, everyone can recite this: that God so loved the world that he gave us his only Son, so that for all those who believe in him may not perish, but
have everlasting life. 但是你要注意十七、十八这两节。
But we also pay attention to 17 and 18.
这两节讲什么
？What these two verses said?
打开来看。
Let's turn to it.
神差他的儿子降世，不是要定世人的罪。
For God did not send the Son into the world to judge the world.
乃是要叫世人因他得救。
But that the world shall be saved through him.
这是神开的一个叫做恩典的大门。
This is the door of grace that he opened up.
凡是知道自己有罪的人，今天你没有办法为自己赎罪，不可能。
Today, all those who know that we have sinned, there's no way you can clear your own sin.
神就预备了一个救赎的方法，把他的儿子给我们，叫我们信他就可以得救。
And that's why God prepared this way of salvation by way of his son, that if we believe in him, we can be saved.
对，这是耶稣基督第一次来到这个地球上的他的工作。
And this is the work that Jesus is doing the first time when he come to.
这是十七节说的，他来不是要审判我们，他来是要赦免我们的罪。
And that's what verse 17 says, that he came not to judge but to save.
但是请注意第十八节。
However, pay attention to verse 18.
这是要命的一节。
And this is truly the important part.
important. 要命的。
Demand
your life. 十八节我们来看啊。
Let's read verse 18.
信他的人不被定罪，不信的人罪已经定了。罪名是什么？因为他不信神独生子的名。
So this has to do with matter. This is matter of life and death because it says, "He who believes in him is not judged. He who does not believe has been judged already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God."
所以第三条在白色宝座审判的时候。
So the third item on the regarding the judgment on the before the white throne is
是这节圣经
is this verse.
神会问你
He will ask you.
你听过福音没有
Have you heard of the gospel?
你会说我听过
You will say yes, I have.
刘志雄传福音的时候我在
And when Brother Liu was preaching, I was there.
Okay. 那神就问你信了没有
And then God will ask, do you believe?
如果你信了,
if you believed,
过关,
you can pass.
你没有信,
if you did not believe,
这一节圣经说什么?
In this verse it says,
你的罪已经定了,
you have been judged already.
为什么?
And the reason is,
你居然有胆量敢忽略神给你最大的机会最大的救恩你敢
because you take lightly upon the chance this great chance that God had given you
这是人能够冒犯上帝最大的罪
this is the greatest sin man can do against God
什么罪神都可以赦免但是你敢不信神的儿子这个罪是没有赦免
God can forgive all kinds of sin, but however, the sin of not believing in the Son of God, He cannot forgive you for that.
所以保罗当他知道这件事情，他就说：“我有谁敢承担这个职事呢？”
So when Paul realizes, he said, "Who can dares to take upon this mission? This ministry?
这个传福音的 ministry?
This mission?
因为这个传福音的 ministry， 要么就叫你生，要么就叫你死。
Because this ministry, it either could give you life or death.
这是严肃的事情。
This is very 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 important matter.
Yeah, 这是关乎永生与永死的事情。
This is a matter regarding eternal life and eternal death.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，So dear brothers and sisters,
我盼望今天早晨
，I hope that this morning,
我把这个神的审判上个主日跟这个主日加在一起，对所有的弟兄姊妹都要有很清楚的认识。
I have clearly revealed God's judgment to you, combining last week's message with this one.
神的宝座，他的王权。是建立在他审判的上面。
His throne, his authority is built upon his judgment.
这个不是开玩笑的。
And this is no joke.
对，这件事情是一个非常重要的事。
This is very, very important matter.
我盼望我在这里把主的话讲清楚。
I hope that I have made this very clear to everyone.
我们每一个人必须以严肃的心来对待这件事。
We must look upon this matter with a very, very
控制。我们怎么样在地上生活
carefully look on this matter and control how we live on this earth
你把神的儿子怎么样对待这个要决定你将来在神面前怎么回答他的问题
how you treat son of God on this earth determines how you will be able to answer before God
求主帮助
may he have mercy on us
我们低头祷告
let's have prayer